Kshepitsky, Abraham. Abraham Kshepitsky was a former inmate of the Treblinka II camp. He was deported to Treblinka on the 25th of August 1942, but managed to escape just 18 days later. Shortly afterwards, he wrote two different texts about his alleged experience, a shorter one with little information, and a longer, much more detailed one. The originals were presumably written in Yiddish, and atrocity propagandist Rachel Auerbach is said to have translated those originals into Polish, which seems to be all that has survived. Thus, we have to take Auerbach's word for her claim that she produced accurate translations. Kshepitsky died during the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising in April 1943. Here are the oddities in his account. He consistently speaks only of, quote, the gas chamber, unquote, or, quote, the bath hall, unquote, in the singular, when there supposedly were three of them at the time he was there. He describes the facility he inspected in detail, but mentions no engine room with a gas generator, nor any ducts or openings allowing the introduction of gas. He mentions pipes on top of the roof, as if describing water pipes feeding the showerheads in the room's ceiling, which he mentioned, whereas ducts feeding in exhaust gas would have come through wall openings, not first led from the engine room outside onto the roof, then back inside again through the roof. He claims to have worked on constructing a crematorium building at Treblinka, although no such facility was ever conceived, let alone built. For details, see Matonio 2021e, pages 122 to 124, zapisy terroru.pl.